You're listening to the Qalam Institute podcast series, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussein Kamani. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Khususan ala sayyidi rusuli wa khatam al-anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya amma ba'd. As a part of our series of Ramadan Reflections, the idea behind these classes is that every day we reflect over a point and try to make a point, inshallah, to practice these new characteristics and bring them into our lives. So every day, whatever we take back home, the idea is in the next 24 hours, we try to bring that into our life, inshallah, and aziz. And obviously, as a part of a reflection for the entire Ramadan, then try to maintain that act of worship till the end of Ramadan, inshallah, and aziz. Today I wanted to discuss a very beautiful characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, he was very generous outside Ramadan. But when the companions described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's generosity in the month of Ramadan, they described it as a beautiful beneficial wind. And the wind, when it comes, it hits everything in its way. It doesn't pick and choose. Anything that it's away, it touches it on the way out. And the good thing about a beneficial wind is that it gives benefit to things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was charitable as it was. But in the month of Ramadan, this characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even exceeded even more. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now in the month of Ramadan even gave more sadaqat and more charity. Now, in order for us to understand the reality of charity, there's one very beautiful verse of the Quran I wanted to discuss. The verse is in Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the hypocrites in this particular verse. وَالْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes the hypocrites with three characteristics. And if you wish to say the fourth one. The first thing, they encourage one another towards evil. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ. The second thing, yanhauna anil ma'roof, they prevent each other from doing good. The third thing, yaqbiduna aydiyahum, they do not give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hold their hands back, they don't give in the path of Allah. And these actions of theirs have caused them to forget Allah, nasullaha. They have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nasiyahum, and in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgotten them. Now, in this beautiful ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while describing the hypocrites, he mentions that the hypocrites are those who do not spend in the path of Allah. And why is that? It's because a hypocrite in reality doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His Islam is nothing more than a show, it's a front. So people will treat him as a Muslim, but in reality, from inside, he's empty of Islam. And when you spend in the path of Allah, you have to really trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an absolute matter of iman. If you have iman and trust in Allah, spending in the path of Allah will be very easy. But if you lack in that firmness in your faith, then spending in the path of Allah will be so hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr." That shaytan promises you poverty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness. But which promise do you take? Do you take the promise of Allah where Allah says, "Donate in the path and we will forgive you"? Or do you take the promise of shaitan and say, you know what, if I spend in the path of Allah, I will become poor? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in a very beautiful tradition that every single day two angels, they make a call. One angel makes a dua. He says, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. O Allah, whoever spends, give him a substitute of what he spent. Give him something in return. And the other angel makes a dua. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. O Allah, the one who holds money back, destroy that person. Because believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entails that you leave aside your logic and you spend in the path of Allah. Now think about this. Every single person sitting in this gathering, no matter how much we're struggling, the reality of the matter is that we all live like kings. No matter how much we're struggling, we all still live like kings. We all have phones in our pockets, and our phones are our messengers. You know, before you had to hire a messenger. Now everyone has their personal messenger. And now we have people who read our news to us, our radio players. When we sit in the car, if we're bored, before you'd have to hire entertainers. But now all you have to do is press a button and you have an entertainer there. Before they would hire people to fan them. Now we all have fans around us. You know, they would have people to entertain them, go home, turn the TV on. I'm not saying turn the TV on in Ramadan. I'm just giving an example. You're going to say Mufti Saab said gave the fatwa that watching TV is mustahab in Ramadan. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Out of Ramadan too,
right? Yeah, outside of Ramadan too, yes. Outside of Ramadan too. Look at, we live a life of kings. We have machines that wash our clothes. We have, you know, automatic fire out on the stove. Just turn a knob and it's right there. We have someone securing our house while we sleep at nighttime, a security system. We have a guard standing there smelling our house to make sure there's no carbon monoxide. You know, a miraculous smell, right? It smells that. And any smoke, it smells that as well. We have fire alarms. And if we think about it, and then if the fire alarm trips in some buildings, they have these sprinklers ready. Every single thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us a king. We are no longer even used to sleeping on hard mattresses. Now they call it memory foam and pillow cushions, where it's so comfortable. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But while we're thanking Allah, never ever forget about the poor people in the world who are still sleeping on rock and sand. And the poor people in the world who don't have the luxury to choose whether today for iftar there's going to be samosa or biryani. And the poor people, you know, one time a person came to Sheikh Mana Zakari rahmatullahi alayhi and asked him, he said, Sheikh, is it sunnah to start the meal with something sweet or something bitter? Because this is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars. There's a bahath on this. That is, should you start with something sweet or something that has a salty taste to it? Not bitter, something that's salty. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi held one opinion. It's a famous discussion. So he asked, Hazrat Sheikh Mana Zakari rahmatullahi alayhi, Sheikh al-Hadith, what's your opinion? Should we start the meal with something sweet or with something salty? Sheikh al-Hadith said something very beautiful. He said, Faqa sunnate. Starvation is sunnah. This whole thing of choosing whether you're going to start with this or that, they didn't have those luxuries in those days. The real sunnah was starvation. Whatever they had, they picked it up, they ate it, and whatever wasn't there was gone. So we should always remember these people. Remember the orphans across the world who can't wake up to a father who will hug them every morning and walk them with the hand in the park. Remember the widows in the world who do not have a spouse to hold them tightly at the time when they're struggling with their children. Remember the poor students across the world who are studying in madaris and don't have food to feed themselves with properly. You know, there was a time in my life where I studied in an Islamic institute. And we used to wait for the generous people of the West. We used to sit down together. This is in out of America. We'd sit together and say, when are those rich American and in British people going to spend and give us something? We used to sit together and wait. And when someone would donate a cow or a goat based on some aqiqah or some sacrifice they were doing, the whole school would become happy. Because that was the day we would be given meat. It would be days and days and months would pass by before we'd eat meat. And for us, eating meat is just another thing on the menu. We should always remember the poor people across the world. And remember, if you remember people in difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always take care of you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a very beautiful hadith, الخلق عيال الله فأحب الخلق إلى الله من أحسن إلى عيالي. That the entire creation is like a family to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most beloved to Allah's creation are those who take care of this beautiful family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in us. So always be caring for other people. Always be generous to other people. There are so many verses in this regard. The companions, they say, the Prophet Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَوَّادٌ, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves to see generosity in His companions. The companions, they say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous person in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every son of Adam, for every good of deed, there is a multiply by 10 rewards. But in the month of Ramadan, that 10 reward is now multiplied to 700 rewards. So the idea of optional charity is one thing, but what about our zakat? What about what's obligated on us? How many of us actually even care about giving zakat on our personal property or our conventional properties, our business properties? How many people even consider giving zakat on that? If the rich people of the world, if the people who are eligible of giving zakat, gave zakat, at least from the Muslim community, I am confident to say, inshallah, we would have no poor people. Do you guys agree with me?
Yes.
Do you guys agree with me?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, we should thank Allah that America is a very rich community. The Muslims in America are very wealthy, alhamdulillah. You know, we need a masjid. Within 2 years, we've raised $6 million. Alhamdulillah, we raise money very quickly. You know, alhamdulillah, sometimes I think that our money outgrows our minds in America. We build so fast that after we build it, we don't even know what to do with it. That's another discussion altogether. There was a masjid I saw somewhere in the country, $5 to $6 million, but subhanAllah, they got the qibla wrong. This is a real story, okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in a very beautiful hadith, that indeed in Jannah there is a room or there is a palace. And it's so beautiful that the interior can be seen from the exterior and the exterior can be seen from the interior. You know, some people, they have beautiful houses, but they don't like seeing their backyard because they haven't cut the grass in a while. Or they don't like seeing their next door neighbor because he has a lungi hanging outside. Or they don't want to see their front door because they have garbage there. I would never live in New York. They put garbage on their streets. In Chicago, we have, mashallah, alleyways. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And some people that live outside, they don't want to see the inside because the outside is more beautiful than the inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we have places in Jannah that the interior is as beautiful as the exterior. And the exterior is as beautiful as the interior. That's some architecture. The mind is, you know, shocked. What kind of architecture that is? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is prepared for the people. Man alana al-kalam, the one who keeps his speech very, very soft. And for the person who at'ama at-ta'am, and the one who feeds people, the one who gives charity, the one who is very generous. Wataba as-siyam, and the person who fasts one after the other. He's always fasting, always has fasting as a part of his schedule. Wasalla bil-layli wan-nasu niyam, and this person stands in front of Allah during the nights to pray while the rest of the creation is sleeping. So let's be people who are generous. Let's not be miserly. Let's be the upper hand, and let us not be the lower hand. Let's be the people who are out there searching for people to give sadaqat and khayrat to. Let's be a generous community that feels for one another. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and ability to implement this beautiful characteristic into our life. Actually, I have to add one point. If I didn't add this point, I would be wrong and the speech would be incomplete. Which is that when I talk about generosity and charity, charity and generosity is not limited to wealth. We all know that, right? It's not only about giving money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even a part of a date will do. And even beyond that, even a subhanallah will do. Even what alhamdulillah will do. Even a smile will do. And sadaqah is also moving something from the imatatul adha an at-tariqi sadaqah, removing something from the pathway. You know, these are all a form of sadaqah. So we should be generous. What we learn from these hadith is not only we should be generous with our wealth. For those people who cannot show generosity with their wealth because of their personal situation, then show generosity with your actions. Show generosity with your statements. Show generosity with your expressions. There's so much to be generous with. And one more thing, $1 million is not always called being generous. Sometimes a person who gives $1 million can actually be very stingy. He could be the most miserly person on the face of this earth, the one who gives how much? $1 million. But sometimes a student of college can give $1 and he could be the most generous person on the face of this earth. Okay? You have to see what you're capable of giving and then give accordingly. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to implement. Subhanallahi wa hamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.